Chapter 2, The Pink Princess. Sit up and finish your lunch. Her mom said patiently. Posy got back on her chair. "Why aren't you leaving, Danny?" she asked. "I told you," her mom said. "My new job has daycare. You should leave him." Posy wrinkled her nose. He smells sweet. Her mom buried her nose in Danny's neck. He grabbed her hair. Posy felt the ends of her mouth. "Turn down. You love Danny more than me," she said. "Oh, Posy." Her mom came around the table. She put her arm around Posy's stiff shoulders. "It's going to be fine, sweetie. You will see. We will buy you something new to wear." "Why can't I wear this?" Posy pointed to her pink tutu. It had a hole above her belly button. The skirt had a tear on one side. Posy loved to wear it more than anything. She wore it every day all summer long. It made her feel special. Posy never told anyone, but when she wore her pink tutu, she was Princess Posy, the Pink Princess. Princess Posy could go anywhere, do anything, even walk into first grade by herself. "You can wear it when you get home from school," said her mom. Posy didn't want to wear it after school. She wanted to wear it to school. Her mom untied Danny's bib. "You wait with Danny while I get some towels," she said. We will go for a swim. It's all your fault," Posy said to Danny with a big frown. "I was the baby till you got here." Danny smiled and grabbed his toes. "Mom thinks you're great because you're a baby. Posy said. "But you wait." She leaned forward until their noses were almost touching. "One day she will leave you the way she's leaving me." Danny blew a bubble and laughed.